Carlos Corral is creating more opportunities to showcase films made in the borderland and filmmakers from the borderland. He's created the El Paso Film Festival, a new festival that hopes to bring the best from the El Paso area to the big screen, while also showcasing emerging indie filmmakers from around the country and perhaps the world. Here to tell us all about it is Carlos Corral. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Hello.
So what possessed you to start a film festival?
Believe it or not, I actually bought the domain elpasofilmfestival.com and .org about 5 years ago. It was always something I had planned out, but I guess I didn't have enough faith in myself, or I didn't think maybe I don't have the resources to do this. But while I was doing that, I was actually the local film coordinator at the Plaza Classic Film Festival for Local Flavor. And just now recently, I've left that position and I've started the El Paso Film Festival as a way to kind of create a more competitive atmosphere for filmmakers. See, usually Local Flavor at the Plaza Classic was just kind of a showcase.
Right.
This time with this film festival, what I'm going to be doing is actually offering competitive cash prizes to filmmakers. So that is something that's very different, because I believe only 27 film festivals in the entire United States actually offer cash prizes. So I think that's something that's kind of special that I can bring to the borderland.
And I mean, that's what filmmakers are looking for ultimately, because filmmaking is not a cheap passion or a cheap project to take on. even at its lowest budget, it's still expensive.
Yeah, it can be. And I can tell you, just from being a filmmaker, your biggest expense is always going to be food, just to feed everybody. But yeah, I'm hoping that with this festival, what I can do is reward the hard work that a lot of these filmmakers have put into their independent film projects.
And you're looking to showcase people that are from El Paso making films, as well as people making films in El Paso. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's always the main goal, is to showcase El Paso filmmakers and also films that were shot in El Paso. But I am opening it up to a lot of other films around the United States and also Mexico and Canada. Reason being is because I also want to use the film festival as a way to bring filmmakers to El Paso. A lot of the ways that I've been employed, mm-hmm. you know, as a location sound mixer, which is kind of what I do for films and television shows, is when people come through El Paso, they realize, oh, I want to film my movie here.
This place is awesome.
This place is awesome. I love the mountains. I love the landscape. How do we make it work? And usually that's when I get called on and I can kind of tell them, oh, this is who you need to hire and this is what we're capable of. So I've also found it out that it's not just El Paso filmmakers showcasing El Paso, but rather there's a lot of filmmakers that are outside. They've never been to the borderland.
But once they discover it,
they want to keep coming back. You know, I've worked with several filmmakers. There was one who I worked with, Grace Santos. She's an actress and a producer in L.A. She first came and did her short film, Odessa, here in El Paso, loved it so much. And we got to hang out and she was great. And then when we had another project come in from Austin, I called her and said, hey, do you want to act in this? I think you'd hit it off with the director real easily. And she did. And she came back. And even to this day, she's like, I've lived in L.A. for so long and I've gone to so many auditions. Why is it that El Paso is the only one? This is the only place that'll like hire me to do work.
But no, she,
yeah, that just calls her. But I love her. She's great. And she's one of those examples of bringing outside filmmakers to El Paso and having them fall in love with the area. And I think by showcasing that work, but also bringing in outside talent, I can market El Paso as a destination, not just for tourism, but also for film production.
Well, and it's obviously happening because, kind of like you said, I mean, you yourself are a writer, producer, and director, but when those big productions come in, that's when you put your sound hat on.
Yeah, you know, everyone's a writer, director, producer here in El Paso. But yeah, when the big shows come into town, the television shows, the film productions, I put my location sound mixing hat on. You know, they'll always fly the director, the producer, and the director of photography into town, but they always hire locally for sound mixing. And that's great for me, because usually when I get called, they always ask for like, oh, by the way, do you know any electrics, any grips, any production assistants, hair and makeup? And I'm like, yeah, I know everybody. So yeah, let me give you all the names and emails of everyone who's here. So I try to act as kind of a liaison to guide them through the film industry and the workforce that's here in El Paso.
And it's always amazing to me how many productions are working in this town. I think just last week, Leon Bridges was here recording a music video.
Yes, Leon was here. Of course, they don't need location sound for music videos, so that's
so
why I wasn't
there.
No, but I did give the producers a couple of names of people who to hire and stuff like that. But it's not just here, because it's actually, thanks to our location, it's not just El Paso that I'm working. I also work Southern New Mexico. So just recently I did a TV show for the Travel Channel. It was a Food Network show called Food Paradise. and they were at Sparky's famous world-famous green chili burgers. So just being part of those kind of shows, even if it's just Southern New Mexico or West Texas, you know.
It's still cool,
it's
right?
Still really cool. And just and it's so unique to our geography that I get to kind of have 2 feet in each state. But yeah, it's something that I think the more people who come here, and especially from the New York or LA, they always like, wow, we love this place. It's awesome.
And everybody's so friendly. It's like, you come, you need to film something? Sure, come in. You know,
yeah.
it.
Yeah, it's actually super easy. We're not like an LA or New York and stuff like that. Everyone's pretty friendly. You know, even our police officers,
right?
You know, usually we have them on just to kind of give us security and stuff like that in case we need help with anything. But yeah, this whole town is friendly. When it comes to filmmaking.
Now, let's get back to the festival because it's time for you to take submissions. What are you looking for? What are the categories? And how can filmmakers submit their films?
We've launched right now on Film Freeway. So if you guys go to filmfreeway.com/El Paso Film Festival, you can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll also have the link there. But you guys will be able to submit through Film Freeway for now. I hope to have Without a Box, which is another portal that filmmakers submit their films on. Hopefully that will be done by the end of May. Right now, as far as cash prizes, we have, let's see, Best Narrative Feature, Best Narrative Short, Best Documentary Short. And I also have a couple of other awards kind of customized. I'm also trying to find sponsors for those awards. You know, if the community out there wants to put their name on one of the awards, you're more than welcome to. But for example, like I'll be handing out also the Producers Award. Chuck Horak will be handing out the Directors Award. I also do have one specific award called the El Paso Filmmaker Award. Now, that is something different that most film festivals don't do. And this one is going to be a particular cash prize that's only eligible to El Paso filmmakers. So other films can come in and compete for the other cash prizes, but this one in particular will be just for El Paso filmmakers.
How cool is that?
I know, right?
And was that always the thought? I mean, you said you bought this domain 5 years ago, didn't quite move on it, but is that what you were thinking when you bought it? Or
Originally when I bought it, I wasn't thinking competitive film festival. I just wanted to have a film festival. But then later, as I did more work with Local Flavor with the Plaza Classic, I noticed that the quality of film started to go up.
Right.
And that's really more what launched me into thinking, wow, okay, I think we can all do this together. You know, filmmakers here, myself.
So why do you think talent and the quality of filmmaking has gotten better here in town?
Mostly because, believe it or not, El Paso happens to be a very large exporter of filmmakers.
Yes. So exporter of cool, actually, because all the cool people in other cities are from El Paso. Just saying.
Yeah. And actually, it's been those filmmakers who, you know, 5 years ago, they left to L.A., New York, Atlanta, or Austin. And I always kept in touch with them. But then when they started to submit their work to Local Flavor, I started to see the talent that all these filmmakers had. And I'm like, you know what? I think I can bring them back here. And that's kind of been the goal, is to try to get them to film their projects here. But for now, I can at least bring their current work here to let people know these are what current El Paso filmmakers are doing outside of El Paso.
Now, you had that option to leave then, too. What kept you here?
Well, actually, I did leave for college. I went to the University of Texas at Austin. I graduated from the film school there. And I stayed in Austin for 3 years. I came back in 2010. So I left in 2002. I came back in 2010 and set up shop here. And the biggest reason was because I had already shot 2 feature films, you know, one through college and then one after college. And I shot them all in El Paso, and I felt like the city was just kind of my giant playground, and because everything was so easy and everyone was so nice, and they were like, oh, you're doing a movie? Yeah, come film over here. No problem. I realized that, wow, there's potential here. So I took it upon myself to move back. My brother and I started our film and video production company. Then later that involved in the web. But yeah, as we stayed here and kind of made our living here, it you know, the city started to grow with us, at least in the film scene wise.
Oh, for sure. I think everywhere.
Yeah. And just everywhere. So, I think it was a good move to come back home, mostly because now I'm able to own a house.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm sure if I was in LA or New York or Austin, I'd probably still be living in some apartment, but I was able to put down roots here. And I can really thank the city for that.
Those are the kind of stories I love to hear, because I mean, El Paso really does just give you that opportunity. So you have just a clean slate. So you give it an earnest shot, and there you are. And here you are doing your own films, helping out productions from, you know, out of town, and now film festival. Can you think of what's next?
What's next now, actually, I do have a goal for this film festival.
Ah.
So part of the plan is also, you know, hopefully 3 or 5 years down the road, once we become kind of known for handing out cash prizes, I want to try to make the El Paso Film Festival an Oscar qualifying event. And the reason being for that is because, again, there's not very many in the United States. I think there's a total of, if I remember correctly, in the United States, it's about 29. And worldwide, it's only about 67.
What's the criteria for something like that?
The criteria is, that's actually, I need to, this
they
is where my,
figure that out.
This is where my advisory committee actually comes in. This
nice.
Is where I need to speak to, you know, Chuck Horak and Philippa Solis and ask them, okay, you guys are part of the Broadcast Critics Association. How do I make this happen? I know it can be done, but I just need maybe a couple of meetings with the right people. Maybe you guys can help me with that. But I think that would be great because there are other name festivals that are Oscar qualifying ones, like the Atlanta Film Festival, the Austin Film Festival. So I'm hoping to make the El Paso Film Festival an Oscar-qualified event because then we turn into a destination for a lot of filmmakers all over the world, and bringing them to El Paso, I think, is what's going to boost not only our image as a city, but as a film production hub as well.
And how cool for you to make us the gateway to the Oscars.
I'm hoping that's the goal. Don't quote me on that yet, but that is the goal that I do want to set. So I've set a very high bar for myself.
Well, at least, but you got somewhere to go, right? Because, I mean, it's one thing, here you are starting this year, and who knows, maybe 5 years from now you're there, right?
Yeah, I'm sure if that happens, of course, I'll come back in 5 years and be like, remember when we were talking about this 5 years ago?
And if not, we'll just pretend it didn't happen. Today, my guest has been Carlos Corral. He is putting together the El Paso Film Festival. If you are a filmmaker interested in participating, you can visit elpasofilmfestival.org and you can upload your films through the Film Freeway portal or Without a Box here shortly. If you have any questions, visit the website elpasofilmfestival.org. Today, my guest has been Carlos Corral. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.